Dr. John Moss joins us. He is an expert on the Revolutionary War period, the 1781 raid on Charlottesville by the British Dragoons. John, you with us?
Yes, I am.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Very good, and we want to let folks know right at the top that you're going to be joining us here in Charlottesville this coming Saturday, where you will be speaking and also leading a bus tour, is that right?
Correct.
Yeah, fill us in.
Well, I will be giving a lecture starting at 10 a.m. in the old courthouse on the Court Square on Tarleton's Charlottesville raid in June of 1781, where he tried to capture Thomas Jefferson and the Virginia Assembly, which was meeting at Charlottesville at the time.
Right, and you're going to be speaking there, and then there'll be a bus tour, right?
Correct. There will be a bus tour of four sites related to the raid. Boswell's Tavern out in Louisa County, Castle Hill, which is up on 231, I believe, in Albemarle County, The Farm, which is on East Jefferson Street in Charlottesville City, and then finally we wind up at the Courthouse Square area again.
Right, and we want to tell folks if you want to go on the tour, there's a small ticket price for that. This is, again, sponsored by the Albemarle County Historical Society. Give them a call, 296-1492. Again, 296-1492. The talk that you're giving is free, but if you want to get on the bus with everybody and go on the tour with Dr. Moss, then you're going to have to, there's a little, I think it's like $30 or $40. But
correct.
So tell us now, take us back to June of 1791. The Virginia General Assembly, the House of Delegates, they're meeting up here in Charlottesville because Richmond was under threat, right, of invasion.
Correct. Actually, it was 1781, and Cornwallis and the British Army had invaded Virginia in May and had gone from Petersburg to Richmond to Hanover Courthouse and were heading west toward Point of Fork down in Fluvanna County and also to Charlottesville. And so the Virginia legislators had to flee Richmond, tried to meet in Charlottesville. And one of the things the British did was to dispatch a young cavalry officer named Bannister Tarleton with about 180 men to try to capture Jefferson and the legislature in Charlottesville with a lightning raid. And they were able to take about seven or eight legislators and other notables, but missed Jefferson not by much.
We're talking with Dr. John Moss. He's a historian at the Contemporary Studies branch of the U.S. Army's Center of Military History at Fort McNair in D.C. And so I've heard some legend that they did capture Daniel Boone, who was the delegate from far western Virginia, what is now Kentucky. Is that true that they caught him?
Absolutely right. That's very good. Yes, he was one of the delegates to the assembly and tarried a bit too long in Charlottesville and was captured. He was kept, allegedly, in a coal house somewhere in Charlottesville, probably at the location known as The Farm, which I say again is one of the three houses and sites we'll see outside of Charlottesville. And I should mention the Court Square, as you say, is open to the public, but the three sites that we're going to be seeing, The Farm, Castle Hill, and Boswell's Tavern, are private sites, and this is a very rare opportunity to see them.
Wow, so they're going to open those up to the tour on Saturday.
Well, I'm not quite sure if we will actually get into them all. In fact, we probably won't. However, we will be able to tour the grounds.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll
That's
be explaining
great.
The historical significance of each place in relation to Tarleton's raid.
Now, for the folks who are just joining us from Des Moines, and of course local folks know this story, but Jefferson was saved thanks to a young man who rode ahead, the South's own Paul Revere, as
correct.
They call him.
Yeah, very good. Jack Jewett, who got wind of the plan to capture Jefferson when he was out in Louisa County at a place called Cuckoo Tavern. The folks probably have ridden through there. If anybody's been between Louisa and Richmond on U.S. 33, they go right through Cuckoo. And he made a midnight ride through brush and on a seldom used road, and was able to warn Jefferson and then the legislature in the nick of time, although seven of them didn't get away, but the vast majority of them did and relocated to Stanton.
So that so Stanton was briefly then the capital of the colony of Virginia then.
Well, it's where the it was a temporary place where the government met.
Yeah,
that's the capital. Then yes, and for all intents and purposes, that's correct.
Interesting. We're talking with historian John Moss. What is it you think most people don't know about this raid on Charlottesville, and what was the end result?
Well, the end result was that they burned a lot of stores that were in Charlottesville. They disrupted Virginia's war effort. But in the end, they didn't really alter the course of events, because this raid was June. They got to Charlottesville June 4th and 5th, and Yorktown was only about 4 months later. So it really didn't alter the course of the war. It sure disrupted things for Virginia's war effort. One of the things that people think they know about the raid is that there was a large oak tree. You'll have to help me out with the streets, but I think you probably know what I'm talking about. Tarleton's Oak, up by the Citgo station.
Yeah, it's been...
Is that Little High Street and Park, maybe? I can't remember.
Not Park. It's the one that goes down to Freebridge, whichever one that is.
Okay. Well, for years, people thought that was where Tarleton's headquarters was, and there was an historical marker there forever. And it turns out that was just a legend and it wasn't true.
Yeah. And I think the legend dates back to the 20s,
right,
when some filmmaker was in town, and they sort of used that as a staging area, as a place to film Tarleton resting with his troops and his horses tied up under that big tree.
Right. The filmmaker was actually none other than Thomas Edison.
Oh, no kidding. Really?
Correct.
Wow. And that's how the local legend started, that Tarleton must have been under this big tree, and so they named it Tarleton's Oak.
That's right.
But he was actually stationed at the farm, right, a few streets over.
That's correct, down the hill and a few streets over on East Jefferson Street.
So, but one of the end results of the raid, though, was that when Jefferson ran for president years later, a lot of his conservative adversaries used that as a means by which to attack him and say, look, when you were governor, you know, you were raided and they chased off. You couldn't even hold your government in place. It got scattered by the British.
That's exactly right. And in fact, it started well before 1800. It started when the assembly was over in Stanton. One of the delegates asked for an inquiry into the governor's conduct. Now, in Jefferson's defense, his term of office ended on June 1st. But the legislature was unable to come to a quorum and elect a new governor. So technically his term was over 2 days before Tarleton, 3 days before Tarleton showed up, but they couldn't elect a new governor. Jefferson regarded his responsibilities as over. Others said, in the absence of a new governor, you should have kept the position and tried to help out.
We're talking with historian Dr. John Moss of Fort McNair, who's coming to town Saturday. What do you think he could have done?
That's the question. At that point in the game, there's not much Jefferson really could have done. But in politics, perception is reality. And when he rode off to evacuate Charlottesville and rode off to Poplar Forest down in Bedford County, it was seen as something very similar to an abdication.
Interesting. Very. Whatever happened to Tarleton after that?
Well, Tarleton surrendered at Yorktown, and he went home to Liverpool and later became a member of Parliament. He was against the British efforts to eradicate the slave trade, and when all was said and done, when he died, he had achieved the rank of Lieutenant General in the British Army.
There you go. Dr. John Moss, historian, is coming to town this Saturday to give a free public lecture about Tarleton's 1781 raid on Charlottesville. And you can go to that talk. It's at the county courthouse downtown. And then you could also join the tour for a tour out to Louisa and all the sites that are related to this story. The farm, Castle Hill, Court Square, of course, Boswell's Tavern out in Louisa. And for more information, give the Historical Society a call at 296-1492, or you can go online at albemarlehistory.org.